even take that little ride. We'll sit there holding hands and everything will be just right. And maybe someday I'll see you again. We'll float up in the clouds and we'll never see the end. We'll go up, 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 but I'll fly a little higher. Go up in the clouds because the view's a little nicer. Up here, my dear, it won't be long now. It won't be long now.
Does it feel something inside when you hear that after almost a year?
I'd never get tired of hearing it, if that's kind of what you're getting at, but yeah.
I remember eating Panera sandwiches that were provided by Panera that were given to us during the recording. I remember that day very vividly.
That's the effect of music.
Yes.
You were talking a little bit about off air about the harmony of the song.
Yeah. Yeah, so we finished his final vocals and we asked him, would you like to sing harmony with yourself during the chorus? And he said no. Nope, not going to do that at all. So what we agreed to do was for him to do what's called doubling your voice. And so you can hear it, and it sounds like an echo, but it's not an echo. It's him singing the same part twice, and then they just mash them together. And so you have to alliterate with yourself exactly what you were doing before and pronounce every word the same in the same pitch, and you get that effect. And it was really popular in the 80s, and it was somewhat popular in the 90s, and it's kind of fallen out of cool here.
According to who?
Yeah, according to who. But it's something that you don't hear a whole lot anymore, and it's still kind of powerful, and it sounds like there's a slap echo or a delay or something, but it's actually him twice just harmonizing by singing in unison. With himself. Same
Tom, are you writing these ideas down back there? Are you got for next week?
Actually, these would be nice to know because I've tried to do the echo thing, and sometimes it sounds a little weird, a little wonky.
We have Ron Hanberg of WCCO TV News. I think this would be a great effect for that interview.
Yeah, so it's neat because you know with that echo that was done manually. Like he actually manually recorded that. So.
Yeah, I picture like the Beatles and like Elliott Smith doing that quite a bit. You can hear it like on their stuff too.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys have any idea this was going to get as big as it did? I mean, you did the song, you recorded it. You felt good about it. You felt the significance of it, the emotion part of it, and then you stepped away from it, and it got quite a few hits on YouTube and iTunes. But then it becomes number one. So we can be balance our egos and think that it doesn't matter or we're just an insignificant part of the world and. Granted, and you have to balance it out with what this whole thing meant, but it has to be a good feeling when something you've done is that popular.
Yeah, and like I mentioned before, like we had no idea like where it was even going to go. Like my thought was like this video and the song, you know, it was just a nice thing for him and his family and friends just to hang on to. And before you knew it, you know, I mean, it's like, well, it's on YouTube. Okay, you know, that still doesn't necessarily mean that anyone besides, you know, people close to him are going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think actually my mom told me, she was kind of monitoring it for me. Like, it's like, hey, it's got like 100,000 views already. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I, you know, never had any idea that was going to happen. And then, you know, I tried to not pay attention to it. Maybe if other people told me like what was going on with it, be like, wow, that's amazing. And so
you're not checking the hit count around every night at home, seeing how many people hit it.
Yeah, I try not to do that. I figured I had enough other people that were telling me what was going on that I could, you know, spare myself from that.
It's like we recorded the song and then it had to be like 2 weeks later. I remember texting John and being like, hey, did anything ever come of that? And he goes, I think they're about to put it on Vimeo. And I saw it on Vimeo, and it had like 3,000 views after like a week. And I was like, "Oh, that's really
cool.
That's huge. 3,000 views is huge." And then when it hit YouTube in the holidays, it just shot up to like 2 million.
And our guests today, Matt Vanelli and Sean O'Hay. And just to for people that are not familiar with your work, you both are professional musicians. You've both been in bands. You've both been on YouTube, and you've been on Vimeo. I mean, you've been on these sites before. So this is not the media. Coverage is not new, but I'd say, correct me if I'm wrong, the popularity and the the broad audience that you're reaching with this is new and it's fantastic.
We've never gone viral.
This is probably the most accessible musical thing that we've been a part of too, which is kind of funny. And it's like, normally, you know, bands or whatever that we're involved with are not anything like this. So this is kind of a unique experience as well. And so it's pretty nice that it, you know, has such a, you know, happy connotation to it.
See, there's a radio website on the internets that people write their gripes about radio, and someone wrote about the show one time, and I thought that was great that someone complained about the show, that it was important enough that someone actually took the time to complain about it.
Haha, you paid attention.
So. That's right. So
take your compliments where you can get them.
Make
them up.
Well, my dad always said, you know, the best actors are always the bad guys that you hate.
Well,
because you're like, oh man, he was so off. You're like, yeah, see, he really played his part, didn't he?
I thought it was pretty funny. There's a website out there which if you're a radio geek, you know about it. And I thought, oh cool, I'm on that. And then, oh well, that's kind of what I thought they'd be saying about it. So let's actually other media. Rainn Wilson, who's Dwight Schrute of The Office, his YouTube channel Still Pancake released a documentary about Sobieck, directed by director, actor Justin Baldoni, a part of its online reality series, My Last Days. Other artists subsequently began releasing tribute versions of the video, the most notable of which was released on Soul Pancake, featuring Rainn Wilson himself, along with Bryan Cranston, Ashley Tisdale, Jason Mraz, I never get to spell his name right, Sarah Bareilles, and others. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and it's, from what I understand, too, that Soul Pancake Productions, they're in the works to actually do some type of film for Zach's story, too.
You were telling me that. And
I think it was a book deal as well.
I think, yeah.
Have you been approached to play in the documentary, or actually in the movie? And I thought we could maybe figure out who could play both of you.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who would...
My wife and I, on my way here, we were laughing about figuring out who was going to play who. If you watch the video, you can obviously see what we all look like. So we were coming up with our celebrity doppelgangers.
And?
I would like Matthew McConaughey to play Matt.
I will gladly accept.
and I think John Goodman could play a really good John. And
Sean is going to be played by Orlando Bloom.
Oh,
I think
nice.
He decided.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah, that's.
And then we were trying to figure out the least offensive. This is, I mean, Zach was a good kid, so we mean this in all respect.
We don't mean this. We're not doing a comedy show here.
A comedy show. You have to find a good actor who can actually physically modify himself in some way to look that he's going through the same experience as Zach is, to really portray that.
Right,
and so
right.
We thought of Christian Bale.
Oh yeah, because he lost so much weight. Unfortunately, he knows how to. He
knows
how to
transform
himself.
Right?
I think this is the kind of product Christian Bale would do. He likes these intellectual, meaningful projects. And then the best part will be the audio outtakes that Christian Bale will do while the movie's being recorded.
The great part is that if you add all those actors together, they would actually make a terrible film.
I'm thinking Rainn Wilson right here. I mean, he's already done a video for it. Dwight Schrute as John, maybe? But it's important to note that if you go to iTunes and you download Clouds, that the proceeds go to the Sobieck Osteosarcoma Fund. This is not. You guys are not taking anything from the song. You're not...
No, it's all for cancer.
Yeah,
so.
We've received nothing. Yeah, we have day jobs that we have to continue to do. So we've gotten we've gotten nowhere doing this.
I wouldn't say nowhere. But
no, but I mean, it's, you know, we have actually, there's no profit going to anything. We're not taking anything home. I've never been able to buy bread with anything that's happened from this, because it is all going towards Zach's fund and a foundation and study for osteosarcoma.
And Zach didn't personally profit off this either, I don't believe.
No, everything, I mean, seriously, everything went towards figuring out how to fix osteosarcoma so that no one else has to go through the same thing.
Now, can you describe osteosarcoma just a little bit? I know you were talking off air about what it is.
I can't say that I'm going to say this 100% correct, but when you were born, you don't have bones, you have cartilage. And as you grow older, your cartilage will turn into bones and they harden. And as the bones harden, those cells some of them can turn cancerous and eventually lead to your death. And that's what osteosarcoma is when you're, when that transition is happening. That's what happened to him.
Oh, so it's not what you're born with where your bones are cartilage. It's when they start becoming cancerous.
I believe so. That's why it happens to quote-unquote young adults or older children, is because that's when the your bones are actually making that transition phase. Yeah. So I don't – you can go to Wikipedia or something and get the actual answer. I think that's the two-sentence answer of it.
It is the eighth most common childhood cancer, actually. I think I might have said it's rare before, but only because I hadn't heard it. That doesn't mean anything. But eighth most common childhood form of cancer. So what's next? As anything, and it's okay to talk a little bit about this. This does move you forward in your music careers, because everyone's goal, at least one of their main goals as artists, is to be a successful artist, and you've found success here. Has it opened up any other doors for you? Have you had other offers to do something similar?
Well, it's interesting. Like, at least from my point of view, I've gotten a few messages like on Facebook and whatever. It's like, hey, how do you play this part at such and such time in the song? And it's like, whoa, it's someone is actually really scrutinizing what is happening there, and that's really cool. I mean, I'm still staying busy, you know, doing. Playing in bands, doing theater stuff, and whatever. So I'm happily plugging away. So I think Sean is in kind of the same situation too.
Yeah, and he and I, we're still working avidly with the Children's Theater in their summer program. We're both playing in our dive bar bands on the side, and
dive bar. I might have frequent establishment or two of these places.
Yes, yeah. We still have a lot of that kind of stuff going on. No, you don't get approached by a lot of people who are like, hey, my son is sick. Would you like to play bass in his son? No, that doesn't happen. Like, situations like these don't just pop up all the time. And once you get into it, they don't often, you know.
There's not like a scene for this.
There's not a scene at all. Yeah,
I'm kind of glad there's not.
No, that would be weird.
My guest today, Matt Vanelli and Sean O'Hay, who played on the hit iTunes track Clouds by Zach Zobiak. But there's always someone in music or in even what we do here or that likes something way even more than you do. I'm guessing you've had to have found a fan of the song or a fan of what you'd done, and they come to you, and I think you kind of alluded to this. Hey, when you did this, what was that like? And I'm always fascinated by people that you think you know really well, even things I've written or I've created, I thought I knew them really well, and then someone knows them even better and corrects me what I've done. Have you found that?
Not only that, but there's people that were very familiar with this song that didn't really realize that I was involved in any aspect whatsoever until way later, too. And so that sort of when that kind of realization came, it's like, oh, wait, you did that thing? That's really cool. So I think that's, I don't know, I enjoy that kind of thing. So
I think for me, like, I played bass on it, and there's not... You know, the bass is not particularly loud in the track. They have it down kind of low, and they put everything else on top of it. So I've had a lot of people, even people that I work with, say, you know, I didn't realize it was you until the fourth time I watched the video and made it all the way through the credits. That, number one, that you had even played on it. Number two, that there was any bass on the track.
You know,
they show your face playing the bass, like in the...
Yeah, yeah, you kind of glaze over that. You're like, is that... I don't
it
know.
Can't be.
That can't be. Yeah, so that's kind of neat when you have people that you know that didn't know that you were involved with it say that, oh, wow, I actually saw you on this thing.
It's the joke in the credits fly by the movie and you have to, like, pause it to show, see, I was the key grip.
Yes, I was the successful dolly grip in many movies.
So where can we find the song on YouTube? Just YouTube Clouds and it's up there?
Yeah, YouTube Zach Sobiak and it will come up. Sobiech and it will be the top thing. I think if you YouTube Zach, he'll probably be like one or two on the list.
Tim or Zach Galifianakis come up as number one or two, I think. So
there's a large YouTube match between him and Zach.
Galifianakis is the winner. We checked it out for you.
Yeah.
Zach Sobiak is two, though.
He's number two. Number two on the YouTube search. Don't type in any more than Zach.
Because
two
of alphabetical order.
Yeah.
And Galifianakis comes back again as four.
So Galifianakis is one and four, with Zach being two and
Where's
three.
Where's Zach Braff? Is he, like, number six?
I don't even see him on here. However, there is Zachary Quinto versus Leonard Nimoy, the challenge. That comes up about 7.
That has to be interesting. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, this is why people complain about the show on those
blogs.
We
have to say that one of the funny parts of the entire experience was, this is going to sound awful, Zach had died, and we met up with his parents at the viewing. We'd gone through this huge line. They'd been there all day, you know, shaking hands with people, crying the whole time, and everything that had touched Zach's life. And when we got up to his parents, we didn't really know what to say. Like, what do you say to his parents, to his face, when this happens? So John Lynn, the pianist, looks right at his mom and goes, "So, Zach broke up the band, huh?"
You know, I think that's at that point you have to have some kind of sense of humor. And Zach was a 17, 18 year old. Teenagers are by nature, teenagers, 20s, 30-year-olds, are sarcastic and by nature. So, granted, he's going through all this, he's still a kid.
Yeah,
and he might have got a pretty good kick out of that.
Well, exactly. Look at it in this other perspective, too. You know, his parents had really been preparing for this for a long time. When you're told, you know what, your son is going to die in a year. In a year, you have 12 months to do this. Like, when we went in recording, they're like, well, you know, he's going to die, so we want to do this. And Zach's like, yeah, I'll be dead soon, so I really want to do this right, and I want to record this. And, you know, it had always been this a main character through his dialogue and narration of his own story that eventually it's going to happen. So it was at that point something worthy of joking about, because by the time that we had done it, they laughed harder than we laughed about it, about Zach breaking up
that's
the band.
That's kind of a little uncomfortable moment for a second there. You're thinking, like, did I hear that right?
Yeah,
and then you're like, do I laugh at that, or do I just nod? That's...
John is the king of uncomfortable comedy. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to deliver it in person today, but rest assured that it was taken with the right kind of humor in mind. So.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I always let others take those kind of jokes on me. I do it subconsciously enough sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to again point out here that proceeds from the sale of clubs go to the Zach Sobiech Osteosarcoma Fund. It's a branch of the Children's Cancer Research Fund. I think that's where this really was conceived from. Tom, let's play the full song to end the show with today. I want to thank both of you gentlemen for coming in today, Matt Vignoli and Sean O'Hay, both professional musicians. Name of the band that you want to promote today?
I'm in a band called Van Stee, and then we're also doing a production of Hair at the Children's Theater at the moment.
Yeah, Hair is going to be airing August 9th, 10th, and 11th. There's shows. Go to the childrenstheater.org website, and you can pick up tickets to go see us back at the back of the stage playing in hopefully costumes or maybe just our day job clothes. So.
Orlando Bloom costume and with Glockenspiel, right?
Yes, there will be much, much Glockenspiel in a bag at the back of the stage. No one will be playing it, but it will be there. Yeah.
We'll look forward to that. Before we play Clouds, I want to remind everyone, www.tcmedianow.com if you want to watch more of that two-day baseball strike coverage from August 8th, 1985, or any other clips that we talk about here week to week on Flashback Twin Cities. And again, the song Clouds on iTunes and YouTube. Tom, are you ready to go? All right, we will be back next Saturday. This is Flashback Twin Cities on KLBB Club 1220.
Because the view
got a little bit more time.